I'm thinking about renaming something important in our lives that the previous name is no longer acceptable in my life. And I would like to rename something Fire Show. And that's to represent two things, at least, that I can think of at the moment. And one is when I feel it's really difficult to cope when my son gets whiny or upset, or when he seems really needy, or when we're trying to get out the door and it's taking a really long time. It's a fire show. Something is firing in my brain that's reminding me of either something neglectful or something emotionally abusive or something from somewhere in my timeline that was unhealthy. Something's firing there, and it's like a show. It's a fire show. It's showing me this is where I need to do some extra digging, extra work, extra depth in my soul work, in my human work, in my psyche work, my body work. It's a fire show. I need to give it all of my attention. It's something beautiful. It's something that's going to help me get to my next level of healing once I can understand it, process it, move through it with grace and flow. And I've been getting better at this. I'm having moments still where it's oh so difficult. I want to really excel in this. I want to remain patient. I want to remain loving. I want to remain kind. I want to remain compassionate. I want to be able to communicate with my son about his needs and communicate to him my needs. And then we can meet somewhere in the middle in the most kind, loving way. I want to remind myself that I am doing a good job and I am getting through some of these moments that are difficult. And I will keep doing my best, which is getting better and better. And cheering myself on during these times. I can do this. I have the skills to do this. I have the patience for this. I have the love for this. I have the kindness for this. I have the patience for this. I have the understanding for this. I have the compassion for this. I have the patience for this. Coming back to whatever I need to remind myself, I got this, I can do this, I am doing this, I did it. And the other area where I was thinking was something about relationships and fire shows. Something to do with when we trigger each other. When we fire show each other, when the show is going on, the lights and brights are going on, the show is continuing, this is where we need our work. This is where we pay attention to what it is that just happened that started the fire show. Awareness, acceptance, forgiveness, moving on, moving on, moving forward. Part of it goes back to authenticity for me, like with the thing with my son, because sometimes he will get whiny if he wants to watch TV or if he wants to watch more TV. And I am on the side of a little bit of TV or no TV, or maybe an hour of TV. But sometimes an hour doesn't seem enough for him. And so it feels it's going against my authentic self as a mother. But maybe in this case, the authentic part that is stronger in this situation is me being a kind, loving mother and patient with my son. And that's what I need to think about. So instead of it feeling as I'm parenting not the way I want to be by letting him watch a little more TV, I need to remember being kind and loving and patient with him is more important. And if the TV is what I need to get to that place, then the TV is what it is. Because I'm not in a village. I'm single parenting for half the week. And sometimes it's difficult. So, maybe that's what all of the struggles or battles we have with others in our lives, whether it's our children or partners or parents or siblings or strangers or coworkers or acquaintances. Maybe it's always us trying to figure out how to stay true to ourselves and our authenticity. And through that, with every interaction, sometimes it can feel conflicting because we're struggling between, is this our authentic self or is that our authentic self? Because of course we can always change our mind, and maybe in some moments we're deciding, and it's a struggle to decide, well, am I following then? Or is this something new that I learned that actually seems more true to who I am? And so there's that little bit of struggle for a moment. The ego wills it. If it's on the ego side, then that's not love. If the authentic side is egotistical, then that's not love. And if that's the cause of the fire show, the fire show will go on until the person is aware that their ego is behind the authenticity, or their authenticity is behind the ego, or their authenticity is ego-driven. Because everyone's authentic self, wherever they are, sometimes we have ego involved in some of those authentic things that we care about that seem true to ourselves. Sometimes the ego is behind that. Imagine that. Like if someone wants lots and lots and lots of money, for example, Well, for what? Is it to take care of the planet and its humans and beings and plants? Or is it to have more and more and more money and material things? Do you see the difference? Money could be ego-driven, and that could be someone's authentic self, or money could be helping humanity, which is love. There's a lot of ego-driven money decisions being made. Let's say even for the money driven part, if it has to do with ego, then decisions will be made in one's life, in all areas of their life, that is about acquiring more money in an egotistical way. But if it's love driven and everything is connected to that, everything will look beautiful. Everything will look beautiful. Everything will feel beautiful. The human will create beautiful. So this is something to think about with my son, with getting upset when he starts to whine. And what is that? Is it because I'm trying to do the dishes and I don't want to pay attention to what he needs right now? Is it because I'm trying to get out the door because he needs to go to school? Sometimes it's not always ego-driven. I want to clean the dishes because I want our house to be clean so that I can create the next meal and create more nourishment. I want him to go out the door, go to school, so he receives nourishment from his friends and teachers, and so that I can nourish myself for 3 hours. But sometimes I get frustrated with him if I am looking at my phone and I'm trying to read an email or respond to a text message or read a text message. I'm not an avid phone user, but sometimes I do let the phone get in the way of my love for him. And depending on what's going on with the phone, it could be ego-driven or it could be love-driven. Love-driven would be something like trying to make plans for dinner. Okay, baby, I'm making plans for dinner so that we can eat. That's love-driven. Just let him know what's going on. Or if it's ego-driven, what's an example? I mean, if it's just random chit-chat with somebody, I suppose you could say that's ego-driven. Because if it's not nourishing myself or him or the family or humanity, that would be ego-driven. Or what if I'm on Instagram? I think that's the only social media app I have on my phone right now, which I get on there sometimes, mainly to listen to what women have to say that's positive and uplifting. Sometimes I hear men on there. That seems loving, but maybe it's not so loving, even if I am trying to look at something to zone out and be positive, that is loving towards myself. But if I am neglecting him in any way, doing any type of phone use, maybe that's not loving. Maybe the food one, or something really directly related to nourishing all of us, is more loving. I will check in with myself during these moments of feeling rushed or interrupted or distracted or frustrated, angry. I would check in on myself about what's going on. Is it nourishing or is it the ego? Let us all check in with ourselves.